Hi there, GWA backstage. It's me, Nyx. Or, Nyxtivus. So, I haven't really posted in a while, or anything like that, or just even interacted with the community for a while. I guess I kind of, I don't know, I got caught up with other real life things, and also I just, my desire to just be around kind of subsided and disappeared. Well, I wouldn't say disappeared. It's more like it went down, but it was always kind of there. It just suddenly wasn't a priority anymore. And that desire has since come back up. And well, I've known about GWA, and I've been a part of GWA as a lurker, a listener at the very least, for a really long time. I don't know, 2-3 years? I've been around. But it was only less than a year ago that I decided to make an account. And I played around with making a couple of audios that I ended up keeping private just because of embarrassment and self-esteem and just not really liking the sound of my own voice. And it culminated with me doing one PTA audio because that was the only thing I could muster up the courage to actually post. And I don't know, I just really would like to get over that hurdle. And I would really like to become more... I would like to interact more with the community. Like, both as a listener and as, hopefully, should I get enough courage, a performer. This has always... GWA has always been something... has always been a community that's really fascinated me. No, fascinated is the wrong word. Interests me. And it's one of those communities that I've had a really constant and long-standing desire to not necessarily be a part of, but to, I don't know, just to give to, I guess. I would really like to give to the community that is GWA. I have a lot of, there's a lot of fluff, backstory, it's whatever, it's all a lot of personal stuff, but basically the biggest reason why I am so attracted to GWA, I guess, is because I find that it's such a positive and wonderful space that really encourages loving yourself and loving others and getting over that hump of being insecure about your own sensuality and sexuality, which is, I think, something that I really struggle with. And I think by participating in and eventually, you know, making audios both erotic and non-erotic in nature, I think I can get over that hurdle of despising my own voice or feeling ashamed of my own sexuality and sensuality and being unable to kind of embrace the idea that I am a sexual being without any of the shame or embarrassment that comes with it at times. I really did want to make a proper, quote unquote, a proper audio. I really wanted to make a sexy audio because I'm in a bit of a sexy mood. What can I say? But I don't think I'm ready to do that yet. I think I still have a lot of nerves and anxieties to work out before I'm brave enough to hit that submit button. So I think before I do any of that, I'd really love to overcome that hurdle by just getting used to talking, you know? Just getting used to the idea of talking into a microphone, talking about myself, about sex, about these kind of things. And I don't know, hopefully we can go forward from there. I'd like to apologize in advance for the quality of my recording. I don't know if you can tell by my accent or anything, but I am Australian, and it is hot as all fucking hell in Australia right now. So I do have two fans on me, and you can probably hear it even after I put this audio through noise reduction and everything. But what can you do? I personally like to live in comfort, and if that means wedging myself between two fans, then that is how I'm going to live. And also, my microphone isn't of the best quality. It's a shitty standard microphone, so I'm sorry. If you guys who have been around for a while, who have been orally trained to hear bad microphone quality, I'm sorry for the state of my recording. Okay, so the questionnaire that I'm doing is Petal's Fifth Questionnaire, which I think is very common. I think a lot of people have tackled this one, but I feel like it has a really nice mix of sexy and non-sexy questions. It is a really long questionnaire, though, so, you know, maybe I will skip a couple of questions here and there. We'll see. But for now, let's just get on with it. So question number one, what is your love language? Words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, physical touch? Okay, so when it comes to receiving, I think the love language that I am most receptive to is probably gifts and physical touch. I think or maybe even acts of service and physical touch. I know physical touch is definitely a need. That is a really strong requirement for me, both in like romantic, sexual, or platonic relationships. I find myself snuggling up to people a lot, whether they're friends, families, partners, whatever. That's really important for me, both giving and receiving. Acts of service, I receive acts of service a lot better than other love languages. I think that's the best way to really show me that you care about me. But honestly, I am receptive to all five of the languages. When it comes to me giving, aside from physical touch, as I said before, I think I also give gifts and acts of service as an incredibly like high-rated love language. I'm a very giving person. I'm a very I don't know. I don't want to say I'm a very selfless person, because I don't think I'm completely selfless, but I am a little bit giving to a fault, like, to be honest. I do crave validation and love and approval, and I think one of the ways that I seek those things the most is through acts of service and gifts. So I guess I would say that's my love language. Question two, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? I don't know if I have a favorite kink. I mean, I have kinks, but I don't know if I have a favorite. I used to consider myself a very vanilla person, and I used to really not like kinks. But I think that my experiences on GWA have definitely turned that around. I'm into a lot of different things now that if you told me that I would be into, like, 2 or 3 years ago, I would have laughed at you and felt slightly offended. How did I discover GWA? I actually don't really remember. I think I kind of just stumbled onto it, and I just kind of stuck around. I think favorite kink I probably did discover on GWA, and I think it probably was around about a year or 2 years ago. Like, I would say that I discovered the fact that I'm a switch through GWA. I'm I definitely discovered my desire to dom through here a lot. And I think that came from listening to a lot of M sub audios. I didn't realize I would be into it until I heard some of my favorite performers make M sub audios, and that whole week of discovery, it was a long week. But I guess that's my answer to that. I wouldn't really say that M sub F dom is my favorite kink or anything. It's just the only thing that comes into mind right now, since we're talking about how I found GWA and everything. Number 3, what do you wear to bed? Nothing, baby. I'm butt naked. Actually, no, that's a lie. I wear underwear. I don't wear a bra or anything, but I wear my underwear. But otherwise, I am naked when I am in bed. I do not like feeling restricted. I like the freedom of being naked. Even in the winter, I'm the person who really likes the cold, and I like snuggling up in the doona and everything. So, even in the winter, I will snuggle up under the covers, take off all those clothes, and just warm myself up through that. I just don't like wearing clothes to bed. Where are you answering this questionnaire? I'm answering it at my computer in my study at home. So, yeah. What's your favorite kind of soup? I think my favorite kind of soup is pumpkin soup. God, I love a good creamy pumpkin soup. Fuck. With little bread crumbs and everything, and I just, damn, I kind of want some pumpkin soup right now. Okay, how do you pronounce the following words? Caramel, data, route, pecan, aunt, envelope, pajamas, crayon. Is there a different way to pronounce crayon? And pajamas? Pajamas. Pajamas, pajamas. Crayons? Crayon? There's only one way to say crayon. If you don't say crayon the way I say crayon, can you please tell me how you say crayon? Thank you. Question number 7. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? Oh, fuck no. Oh my god, no. This is a pretty instant answer for me, and it's something that I still need to work on, because I think the ideal answer would eventually be yes, or a consideration at least. But for now, I have a lot of issues with self-worth and self-image, how I see myself, how I love myself. I even saying that, I had to work up the nerve to even like say that, because it was just such a, I don't know, I just can't bring myself to say it. So I guess without bringing too much baggage into a questionnaire, I would say no, I would not have sex with an identical twin version of myself at this point in time. It's too complicated, and I just, to be blunt, don't really like myself. Number 8. Say your partner or potential SO is well versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? My honest answer is, if you are really, really well versed and really into a certain topic, that in and of itself is incredibly sexy and attractive to me. Fuck, there's nothing I love more than, and this doesn't just include, this is not restrained to sexual partners or romantic partners. This includes friends and family and whatnot. I love when people are passionate about something to the point where they want to talk about it. And when they do talk about it, it just spills from them like word vomit, I guess, for lack of better words. That is an incredibly admirable trait to me. And that is an incredibly sexy and fucking hot thing for me. So it really doesn't matter what the subject is, to be honest. I'm really into your enthusiasm. But I guess if I had to choose a subject, it would probably have to be something that I'm also into. And the one thing that is like screaming in my head right now is probably watches, watchmaking, watchworks. I fucking love watches, and if you fucking love watches, then you're gonna talk dirty to me about a fucking butterfly clasp or the difference between an automatic watch and a quartz crystal. Blah, 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 blah. That's gonna get me going. Okay, question 9. Dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? Well, be legal, I guess. Yes. Well, not I guess, like definitely please be legal. Oh my god. I think when it comes to dating or to the ages of, you know, my partners, I have a preference for people who are either around my age or older. I'm not opposed to dating someone who's younger than me, but I definitely have a really stark preference for someone who's older. But how old is too old? I mean, I wouldn't date someone who's 60 or something, but like it's hard to draw a line, I suppose. At the end of the day, what I care about is chemistry. Are you into me? Am I into you? Or do we mesh? Are we compatible? Can we talk about things? Is it awkward? Does it work? So I'm not saying that I don't have a too old. I do have a too old, but I don't have a hard limit, I guess. I don't know. The idea of dating someone who is 10 years older than me or 15 years older than me, that's not weird to me, as long as I'm into you and you're into me. And I guess once you get past that, like when you get up to like 20 or 25, 30, blah, blah, more than that, that's when I do draw a line and say like, yeah, that's probably too old. But I don't know. It all comes down to chemistry for me. That's the most important thing. Number 10, has anybody ever told you that you sound like somebody else? Celebrity, cartoon character, blah, blah, blah. No, not really. I sound like me. You know, what's that Vine? Like, I sound like Shaniqua. Who's Shaniqua? Me, bitch. No one's ever said that to me. Question 11. How old do you think your listeners think you are? Oh, that's a really good question. Now, before I answer, I would love to know how old you guys think I am. So, like, just... how old do you think I am? Make a little mental note, write it down, type it into a comment. I don't know. I don't care. But I would love to know how old you think I am before I tell you that I am actually in my mid to late 20s. I think that's a nice broad age range. That's where I still get a little bit of privacy, but, you know. It's not like, oh, I'm between 20 to 40. I think I'm going to skip a couple questions now because we are getting close to the 20-minute mark. So, what are your hard limits sexually? I am open to most things sexually. But I guess my hard limit would be water sports, scat stuff. I'm not huge into like foot fetish kind of stuff. Like I wouldn't call it a hard limit, but I'm really not into it and really doesn't do anything for me. Age play? Like extreme age play, like I'm not into minors kind of stuff, and I'm not into like 60s, 70s, older kind of age play, like that 70-year-old man with a 20-year-old woman or something. I'm not into that. I like rape play, but I do have a hard limit on some types of rape play, I guess. It's hard to get into it. I can't really think of an example right now, but I like rape play to a point. and I like it in certain contexts, but I would say that I do have a hard limit to in rape play. Question 21, what do you think of pegging? I think it sounds hot. I've never done it, but I'm really into the idea of doing it, and I would really love to try it out on someone. So, yeah, I'm open to it. let's see. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? I'm probably gonna be somewhere between all three. When I'm falling asleep, then yeah, full-on cuddling. Get me on your chest. I love it. I like feeling that level of comfort and intimacy with someone, to just be able to hold someone and have them hold me. And but that said, when I do fall asleep, this has nothing to do with like my like mental, I guess, emotional preference, but more to do with me physically. I get hot really easy. So when I fall asleep, at some point during the night, I'm going to kick off the doona, and I'm probably going to kick you off me, and I'm probably going to just stretch out and try to cool down, because I don't know what it is about me, but I can't stand being hot, and I get hot really easily at night. So while I do like cuddling, at some point I'm probably going to back off a bit to being like touching a little bit or not touching at all, just to cool down and whatnot. And also, I guess, there is a point where I will like turn on my side, and like we will go to not touching at all. And most of the time I do that just because sleeping with a partner can be uncomfortable at times. I'm not really used to sleeping with like my arm underneath my partner, or having my head elevated in that angle on your chest. So there's that as well. There's that element. Ooh, this is a fun one. What is your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. Okay, so if you asked me this a year ago, I would tell you that my favorite accent is probably English accents. No, nowhere in particular, just English accents in general. I find them really sexy. And I still do, but ever since I discovered GWA and started to explore different audios from different people, I've really started to like really any kind of accents. I really like accents. When it comes to like the quality of a voice that I'm really attracted to, I guess I do have favorite performers here on GWA. And I could just list them, but like for the sake of, you know, anonymity, privacy, and me not embarrassing myself or them, I won't list them. But I do think of certain performers immediately when I think of a quality of a voice. I guess I have a preference for male performers, male audios, like M4F. So I really like deep voices, I guess. Not too deep, but a little bit deep. I really love growly or raspy kind of voices. I love whispers. I really like... I don't know. It's hard to describe. I'm really just thinking of specific performers at this point. But the best quality of voice, I think, is probably just if not the accent, then probably how growly and it is. Yeah. Yeah. blah 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 blah. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? I think I would find eyes particularly striking. Especially if you have blue or green eyes. I don't know what it is about blue or green eyes, probably the fact that they're uncommon, but I find any eye color that's not brown to be incredibly striking, and that's always what draws me in first. Otherwise, I would say probably your jawline. A good, sharp jawline is attractive to me. But yeah, and I guess neat and presentable hair, like well groomed. In men, I guess I prefer shorter, well groomed hair, but not too short, I guess. But like, you know, you gotta look nice. You gotta look tidy. Come on, folks. Come on, fellas. Clean yourself up. Question number 33. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all fingers? Yes, I can. And last question. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? Yes. Yes, I have. And let's leave it at that. Okay, so that was fun. Went on for a lot longer than I thought it would. I don't know why I thought it would go on for less than 20 minutes, considering there was a solid 30 questions on that questionnaire, and I like to ramble. I know that about myself. But I think this is a good point to close off. But yeah, thank you so much, truly and sincerely from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for listening. If you've made it all the way to the end with me, I really appreciate your time and your patience. Even if you just put on my voice to have as background fodder as you do chores around the house or whatever, or as you drive to work, it doesn't matter to me. I thank you for staying and for listening, and I want you to know that one day when I get a little bit more self-confidence, then you're gonna be one of the reasons that I made it to that point. So thank you. And I guess I'll see you guys next time. Bye!